Welcome to the Change Life Destiny podcast series, where we highlight the latest and greatest technologies that help restore health, prevent disease, and promote wellness. I'm your host, Stephanie Hingstenberg, and we're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of transformation and wellness. Our guest host, Natalie Needham, also the host of Biohacking Superhuman Performance, interviewed practitioners and exhibitors on the technologies being used in their practices and the real-life results they are seeing with their patients and clients. In this episode, Natalie speaks to Dr. Rowena Gates about NanoV, the innovative humidification device, and how it leverages structured water to support cellular health and function. Rowena Gates, welcome to the show. It is such a pleasure to have you here today.
It's a real pleasure to be here and to be at Changing Life's Destiny.
Yeah, what a wonderful event.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I go to a lot of these conferences, and I have to say it's got a different vibration. Mm-hmm. You know, this gathering, this intentional gathering of doctors and practitioners with consumers, with providers such as yourself of these health technologies, it's a very special event.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And I think that comes down to the leadership mm-hmm. and the intention. So it's been really a joy for us. I feel honored to be here and to be in that list of 100 technologies they've identified. It's just makes me smile.
Yeah, as it should. And for good reason, right? I mean, I've heard only great things about the technology that you bring to the world. And so I think as a starting point, let's talk about introducing the technology to the listeners who may not have been here or may not be aware of what NanoV is all about.
Absolutely. So NanoV is a device where you actually inhale a humid airstream that comes out of the device, just so you can sort of picture what it looks like. And the humidity has been modified by the device in a way that influences the cellular water in a way that supports protein activities, specifically protein folding. And all proteins have to fold in order to function. And proteins do all the work in the body. Mm-hmm. There's virtually nothing that gets done that's not done by proteins.
Absolutely. So for proteins, we can thank hormones, enzymes, peptides that I talk about a lot.
Antibodies,
the whole immune system. So literally nothing in the body happens without properly folded proteins. And we know that misfolded proteins is one of the original 9 hallmarks of aging. It's part of the 12 hallmarks of aging. And so as we age, losing the ability to fold those proteins properly means that a lot of them end up not functional.
Correct. And not only not functional, actively causing damage for neurodegenerative diseases, which are tangles and plaques that accumulate. Those are misfolded proteins.
Absolutely. So what does NanoV do? I mean, it's not just moisture, air that we're breathing in. There's more to it than that. There's that, you know, and it's a beautiful device. I mean, it's got this beautiful little canister, tiny little glass, almost looks like a cup of water that has light coming through it. You know, I was lucky enough to be able to use the NanoV last night and this morning. And, you know, at night I used the color red through the water. This morning I chose green as a more activating color. But it's not about the light. So or maybe it is. But
well, the light is decorative.
Yeah.
And it can be relaxing. And there's also, you can do a spectrum of lights, which is often really good for kids.
Oh, nice.
Because it sort of fascinates them. It's bubbling water that's illuminated. It is decorative in the workings of the device. Still, it could be beneficial to people. Mm-hmm. But the actual workings of the device are inside. And those are activation chambers in the device that the humid airflow runs through. And what it's actually doing is changing the nature of the droplets so that the water molecules are more pressed together on the shell of the water droplet in a way that's called ordered or exclusion zone water. But it means that it's more structured and packed together.
Okay.
And that's a state that's required in the cells for many cellular activities, including the protein folding, which is what we focus on and have studied. But that state of the water naturally exists in your body, of course, because it's required for the proteins to fold. So mm-hmm. it's automatically part of your system. And within the body, it's created in a way where there's certain wavelengths that are emitted from reactive oxygen species that change the state of the water in the cells. We are essentially mimicking and augmenting the wavelength that's known to do that. Nice. So our innovation is to find a way to do it essentially outside the body and deliver it to the body.
Okay.
And so it's entirely unique technology. It's a completely new approach to health and wellness, essentially, by just improving the environment, doing what the body does, augmenting it, improving the environment for proteins, and then let the body take over.
I love that. The whole idea of letting the body take over, the whole idea of an intervention that comes in so far upstream that it removes blocks that the body experiences in establishing its own balance and homeostasis is...
Exactly. So it's so fundamental. And you mentioned homeostasis, and that's one of the first things we often see is the autonomic nervous system coming back into balance, hormones like insulin coming back into balance, things that will, the body just immediately wants to balance itself out. And then it gets busy repairing things. And that is a very individual need. So what it does for one person is what it does for one person.
Exactly. Well, it's based on that, what that body needs
exactly
to do for itself. So so how do people access NanoV typically? Is it through a clinic, or I guess it's depending on the individual. Some people might want to own it, put it in their own home, but to get benefit from NanoV, how much do you need to use it? Like how often?
We've had clinical results with it being used twice a week. If somebody's ill, and we also have a lot of experience with chronic illness. Mm-hmm. The first part of our life as a company was almost all chronic illness. And those people need to use it more because they're recovering their health. They're trying to reclaim it versus just, kind of ongoing prevention. Mm-hmm. And so they would use it more, and athletes would use it more because they're overstressing their bodies. That also goes for executive function. If you concentrate really hard, it's like working out physically really hard. You're doing oxidative damage and you've got a greater need for repair. Mm-hmm. The brain and the eyes are using a lot of oxygen. So you want that repair
right. And
regeneration. Repair and regeneration is entirely a protein function.
Entirely.
And
for sure.
So that's one of the measurable outcomes, is just that improvement related to reducing oxidative stress damage. And so then other people can use it less if it's just wellness and prevention. It really varies. Mm-hmm. And it is used at both homes and in centers. And there's a remarkable number of people that have their own devices at home. However, we have a real interest in seeing it more in publicly accessible centers, like, say, a gym where mm-hmm. people are going anywhere. Anyway, or a corporate office where many people can share one device, because that makes the technology really accessible.
Yeah.
And then right now, it's primarily in centers, wellness centers, performance centers, spas, areas that are available, but they're not highly public. So
right.
We really want to try to get it out there for more people to have access to, without buying their own.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, the public access is such a great goal, right? Because when we started, when these companies start, it's new, it's unknown, it's expensive. And so you really just have those few people that can avail themselves of the technology. But when you start to see how dramatically it can impact people's health and well-being, mm-hmm. The next evolution of your desire, I'm sure, corporately is, okay, how do we make this available to more people?
Like exactly, exactly. And it should be used regularly by lots of people. And when I say that, I mean really people that are wanting to maintain their wealth or their health, even from a young age. But and your cells start to decline in their early 30s. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of not too soon to pay attention to that. But a lot of the people that use our device are older than that, and they want to maintain an active lifestyle. They really want to stay sharp and feeling good and keep doing the things they love to do. And we're doing that at older and older ages.
For sure. And we're living longer and longer, right?
Yeah.
So we definitely want to keep that vitality.
Yes. Yes. And we've seen that our extreme case of that is race car drivers that are racing in their ages or in their 60s and winning races in Europe.
Really?
On major circuits in Europe. And they are major biohackers.
Yeah, well, they kind of have to be given.
And I just think it's a riot because an endurance race car driver's making a life important decision every 2 or 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. And endurance means they're driving that for an hour.
Yeah.
It's very physically demanding and they're really overheated. And I just think it's so great that they're doing that. They started at older ages. And so I think it's our most extreme example of high performance. Most of us think about playing tennis or going skiing in our 60s. You know, we don't think about
carb. And it's funny, you know, there's that Netflix series on the Formula One drivers that has really upped the profile of that sport.
Yeah.
And I think we all have a better appreciation of what these guys deal with.
Right.
And the cognitive requirements, the physical requirements, all the things.
Right.
And to your point, they are extreme athletes because they do their thing in really miserable conditions.
Oh, it's just scary. I've been at a race in the rain and you see the speeds and oh my gosh, everything.
Yeah.
And the amount of focus and concentration is just dizzying.
Yeah. And so in that population, you've seen people using the device.
We have this one team that have been very reliant and very supportive of us, I should say.
Really?
So doing, you know, recordings or video clips because it's been really an important part of their protocol.
That's amazing. So will we see the NanoV logo on a race car someday?
Oh, it's been on the race car
already?
For years.
No kidding.
I am not kidding. I'll send you pictures. The only thing is you're going to love this. They're not racing this year because the one of the drivers is going to space. He's the pilot on a mission to the International Space Station.
Get out.
And so I just,
are you sending it to space? Can it be used in space?
It doesn't get to go to space, but okay. I do get to go to the launch, and I'm so excited.
That's really exciting.
I know. This is the good part of this job.
Well, there's so many good parts. Okay, let's talk about a few other good parts. So let's maybe, if you're willing to share a few stories of other people's experiences from using NanoV on a regular basis. And I mean, you know, we're not making medical claims. We're not diagnosing, curing. We're not saying that this is going to be the cure for particularly anything, but just some of the stories that people have come back to you with after using NanoV.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the areas that's really fun lately is performance athletics.
Right.
And there are a big group for us is the pitchers because it's so stressful on their arms and they're trying to recover their arm quickly. And it's a big part of their career.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is their career.
It is their career. And another year is very valuable to them and so on. And so those have been a really great group. But what I found so interesting was that the thing they notice most and they report the most is they can sleep better.
Interesting.
And I thought, and it is faster recovery. They feel better, but the sleep is just golden for these guys because they're traveling so much and they're playing, I think it's 160 something games in a season and it's draining. And so having a good night's sleep is actually pretty critical for them. So I thought that was interesting. It was sort of a backhanded benefit that I didn't expect.
So better sleep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so that was commonly reported there. And then the other area I love is cognitive function. Mm. And you can show that with a brain scan before and after the NanoV.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a serious decline in inappropriate brain activity, which we also think of as brain fog.
Right.
And as feeling fried and all of those things. So for executive function, we see a lot more for that benefit. And we've seen it in more centers that deal with brains.
Okay.
And so that's been exciting to see. There's a really great center that's doing incredible things with recovering, helping people both for performance, but also for recovery of traumatic brain injuries and just various cognitive issues in children, ADD, ADHD, or autism, and so on. And they've done some really wonderful work. People go from all over the world to visit this smaller smaller town in Louisiana to see this center. Yeah.
Are you able to share the name of the center?
Yeah, NeuroSolutions. And the person you find is Kyle Daigle. Mm-hmm. And he's got an Instagram following and so on. And he's just done some really beautiful work with, especially with kids. And
well, and as we say with kids, you know, there's no placebo. Something either works or it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, for the most part, they're sensitive little beings. And
yeah, his charm might be part of the placebo because just, you know, in a video, you can just see him working so well with these kids. And I just really appreciate people like that. So he's been... That's another area that's very interesting for
us. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier about how, you know, however powerful any technology is, when we walk around an event like this one, there are many other technologies here. And we can say that, well, you know, what's amazing here is if we could combine one plus one plus one, we're not going to end up with number three here as an outcome. We could end up with a 10. And so have you seen NanoV particularly in pair well with any other technologies?
All of them.
So, of course, because seriously, you're upgrading so far upstream.
I can name technologies, for example. Okay, so our race car team is using it with NuCalm.
Oh, wow.
And then with red light therapies, it's pretty common.
Yeah, with red light, yeah.
And with PEMF and pulse centers.
Yeah, they're here.
Any of the oxygen therapies, and that includes the, you know, ozone or hyperbaric or EWOT, exercise with oxygen therapy, it's a really great complement because when you amp up the oxygen, you have more oxidation. And so when you add in, a device that will reduce oxidative damage, it's a really nice complement.
Right.
So that's really common. All of the manual therapies. Mm. So I had a chiropractor at that time it was the Denver Broncos, and they said they could tell the difference if they'd pre-treated with NanoV on these athletes because their tissue was more relaxed. It was more receptive and they could get a better outcome. But we see that sort of across the board with manual therapies or massage, any of those. So it's funny because just kind of as a reminder, it's just this really basic assistance. And so after that, it doesn't really matter what else you're doing. It could be beneficial for that because
it's better.
It's the body just working a little better. And then what they do works a little better.
And it's easier for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. So in addition, so it's the delivery of the structured water, mm-hmm. which supports the proper folding of proteins, but it sounds like it's also doing something else. Like it sounds like it's also, it feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like it enables the body to get into more of a parasympathetic state if massage is easier
and absolutely that's very measurable. And it is much more than what the broad category of structured water. This is a very specific subsection of that.
Okay.
And then it is much more than just feeling a relaxed state. Mm-hmm. So we have studies that show we claim to improve protein activities, and we have studies that was published last year, International Journal of Molecular Science.
Wow.
And
it's a heavy hitter.
I know it's a high end journal, but showing the improvement when proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, or oxidation.
Okay.
And to give you an idea with the oxidation, there was three times the recovery of proteins that had the active NanoV device versus the sham device or the placebo device.
That's crazy.
And so that's been all verified, which is really great.
Sure.
You know, in our field, it's nice to have
the validation
backing it up. We have a lot of other studies too, so people are welcome to. We don't publish them for compliance reasons, but we do send them out to people when they're requested, and that can be done at our website. That form on our website, we will send pricing information and studies and things like that. It's not really for marketing.
Fabulous.
And so people could access that.
Okay, so Rowena, that's a perfect segue as we bring our conversation to a close. Where can people find out more about NanoV and get access to more information and research and all the things?
Absolutely. So my company is called ENG3, and the device is NanoV. Our website is eng3corp.com, E-N-G-3-C-O-R-P.com. And any form on there would put you into, if you wanted the studies, just do that. And there's lots of information on the science, the device itself. You can see it. There's a video explaining how it works. And there's lots of images or videos of people using it. So you get a good idea of what this thing looks like and
amazing
and how it works. All that's at the website. And then the studies you have to request.
That's awesome. Rowena, it's been such a pleasure. Such a pleasure getting to know you better this last couple of days.
Oh, it's an honor. I really appreciate seeing you here and that I'll see you again at the next one.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for the work that you do and for bringing this out and have an amazing rest of the day.
You too. And I so appreciate the time I've spent here. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Change Life Destiny podcast series. Join us each week to hear more thought-provoking conversations like this and the astounding results that are empowering people to lead healthier, happier lives. Subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on how we're revolutionizing our healthcare system. Visit us at www.changelifedestiny.com to learn more about the practitioners, technologies, and how you can take control of your health.